Victor Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot Romeo monitoring.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, monitoring.
Hey James, the V7 Zulu Fox Romeo, how's it going?
It's going. How's it going with you?
It's going good. We bought some screws today for the 70 centimeter Yagi. And we finished that video that we wanted to do about the white transmission project. So today was the day we had to catch up on a few small things.
And you're all caught up now?
Yep, going to continue building the Yagis.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And what app did you get to check it all out with?
Sony centimeter band. Seven elements.
Oh, big one, eh? I got 14 on my tower. It does okay.
Oh man, 14 is quite a lot. The only other thing is that we want to make it portable, so we're thinking of, like, you know, separating the boom into two or something to make it a little bit more carryable.
Yeah, let me tell you, that's a good idea. Mine's, how big is it? It's 14 feet big.
Yeah, that's a quite a lot of gain.
It is. You know, I used to transmit on it, but now I mostly use it for my receive. I don't know if you ever saw the picture I posted on the Facebook page for the Rainbow Country Net. It shows one of my radios with an extra meter on it, and that's where I use the beam.
No, I haven't, but I assume you would use it for some long distance things like that.
Yeah, I was using it in the beginning, talking to different parts of Washington on Simplex. Talked to a friend of mine over in Port Townsend on Simplex off my 14 on Mount Yagi. It was a good day.
Man, that's really great. I hope our 7 element ones can go far enough as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting another one. This time for just for 10 meters. I had one once long ago, a 3-element flat side for 10 meters, but I think I'm going to get something different this time, but for 10 meters.
Yeah, I heard your conversation with, I don't remember who it was, but yeah, I remember the conversation. Yeah, I'm thinking of, you know, conceptualizing about a tower with a 3-element 10 meter Yagi myself. Although, I mean, I don't quite know how I'm going to build it and everything, but I just need it to be, like, retractable so that the boom can, like, not the boom, but the mast can descend down so that I can, like, you know, make it lower in height or higher in height. Because they might not allow us to put a tower here on our property.
Yeah, I understand. Well, they got towers that go up and down. I've seen those for sale on hamshack.ca. But yeah, I too would like to get myself a telescopic masting, something I can wind up and down or put some electric winds to it. I think that would be kind of fun. It would make it a lot easier to work the beam too.
Yeah, one of those popular ones, yeah. Yeah, it would be easier for sure. So rotating the Yagi can be a little bit of a problem because you can't probably put on a electrical rotator, but, I mean, you can always do it by hand. It's not too big of a problem.
Well, you know, my 14 doesn't have anything fancy because the antenna is so light. I'm just using a TV antenna rotor. Works fine.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I guess I could do that too.
Yeah, I like it because it's one of the old style one. You just turn the knob, shows north, south, east, west. We set it up when we put it all together to point true, so it's all good. I don't mind.
Nice. Oh man, there's some fire trucks flying by there.
are you walking or mobile?
I'm walking. Yeah, it's, my friend's home is not too far away from mine, so I just walk back home.
Oh, yeah. And do you use an external microphone on your radio, or do you just talk into the radio?
No, I'm just talking to the radio, because my radio, like, it's on my backpack. There's this, like, chest swing attachment thing, so that, like, the two things that go over your shoulder, they can attach together where your chest is, so I just put my radios on that.
Yeah, I got one of those. They work really well. Good for small portables and microphones and anything else.
Yeah, I used to put on my belt, but while I was running to the SkyTrain, my radio fell and almost fell through the hole, and it barely made it, like, into the SkyTrain, like, car. So after that, I started carrying it on the chest swing. Because, I mean, it's better to look weird than, you know, than, like, lose your radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't use mine anymore because my belly's too thick.
I see.
Yeah, you want funny looking? Can I give you a funny looking?
What other HF antennas do you have?
I've got a Comet CHA250HD. It's just a vertical. Does 10 through 80.
I see. And is it multiband? I assume it's multiband.
Oh, yeah, it's multiband, yeah. And it's sitting at about, 20, 30, about 42 feet.
Ooh, that's pretty high there.
Yeah, and I got a wooden post 2 feet in the ground. It sits 20 feet above ground, and then I've got 20 feet of masting about 10 feet off the ground, bolted to the post. No guide wires on this one. It doesn't move. The last one I had up on the same post was 65 feet. Well, it was probably closer to 70, but I didn't have enough guide wires. So maybe in the summertime I'm going to do it again, but I'll be putting more guide wires on.
Oh, I see. Probably there's quite a bit of sway there as well.
Oh, it does. At 65, it certainly does. I have a weather station on my tower, and it gets pretty darn windy.
Yeah, all right. I'm almost at home here, so I'm going to go clear. So it was nice talking to you, James. Have a great evening, and 7-3, VE-7 Tango Golf, VE-7 Zulu Fox Romeo. Have a nice day, James.
You too, Alan. Have a good evening. Victor Echo 7. Tango Golf is the same, pulling into the residence. 7-3.
VE-7 Tango Golf, VA-7XM. Are you coming back on the base?
Yeah, a few minutes, you bet.
Okay, I'll be tinkering around in the garage listening.
Roger, roger. 7 Tango Golf clear.
VA-7SKX lurking and listening.
Oh, VA-7XM, are you still there? This is VE-7OZW. Just wanted to double check. Was that you I heard on the single sideband maybe 10, 20 minutes ago? Oh, I didn't hear a response to BE7OZW. Did I just miss it? Anyone on frequency?
This is VA7XM. Were you asking about the 2-meter sideband?
VA7XM, yes, sir. Was that you I heard on 2-meter sideband about 10 or 20 minutes ago?
I was on there. Yes, I was. NRC was carrying most of the water, but I did get in and kind of weak, but new radio to me. I'm learning it.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure. I actually relayed the call sign. They were having trouble hearing it, but I heard you. So I just wanted to make sure I actually heard the call sign right. Anyway, I'll let you go. 7-3, I'm going to go back to the Zoom meeting here. So VE7OZW will be clear.
OZW, thank you. I'll be on the 10-meter. I don't have 6 right now, so if you're going to be around for 10, I'll see you there. VA7XM monitoring.